Hello, hello. Welcome to the Listen Bitch Podcast, your go-to destination for unlocking your full potential and embracing the extraordinary possibilities within you. This is a journey of self-discovery and empowerment as you explore the transformative power of stepping into greatness. Come into alignment with your God-given power and gifts, unleash your soul, and learn to co-create a life that you love. As you become the writer of your own story, in this podcast, you're going to find that inspiration, practical tips, and sometimes abrasive nudge to take the leap of faith towards your dreams. You are in the right place. Buckle up so we can unleash your inner badass. So, I don't have a guest today. I know Tuesdays and Thursdays, I try to shake it up, but I got too many flakes out there, unfortunately. Too many flakes, and then other people, it's just, I'm like a fly by the seat of my pants. I do shit on a whim. I sit down in my office and if I want to have a conversation, I'm like, all right, who's available? So it's kind of tough. It's kind of tough. And I get that I'm part of the problem. Okay. Not all of it, bitch. I've been stood up quite a bit this week. But anyway, I was thinking about what I should do today. And honestly, I think it's time to talk about some spiritual ick. Okay. My spiritual icks. So this is all fully my perspective, my beliefs. And in no way, have I ever, I'm not trying to force anything on you. I just want to talk about my truth because something that comes up often, I got asked a couple weeks ago if I would do some Reiki healing and I declined. And I used to do this. I used to do it. I was really good at it. And I had fun doing it. I unfortunately had a lot of fun doing it because there, I tapped into a source that there was power there. And what I learned is that that was me playing with the devil. Okay. And yeah, he's alluring and he's tempting. And that's the point. Okay. That's the point. I mean, Satan literally disguises himself as an angel of light. And I know that's in Corinthians. I can't tell you the exact scripture, but it's in Corinthians. God talks about how he disguises himself to fool everybody. And that's what happened with me. Because if you ever go back to any of my old coaching videos where I was reading cards and I was doing the things, if you ever go back to any of my, earlier podcasts where, I'm talking about this stuff, if you want the Reiki healing, I'm talking about all these things. And I remember not just in those moments of justifying it, like this isn't the devil because I'm not the devil. I'm a good person and I want to just help people, right? I want to help people. I want to make people feel better. I want to bring healing and light and possibilities. And I thought that that was the way to go. And I had a really great friend, Rhonda. I've talked about her before. In fact, I've had her on the podcast a while back. When I brought this to her, she was like, no. But she didn't try to stop me because that would have just pushed me further down the rabbit hole. But I know that she prayed for me when I went over the edge. She's like, you're unlocking a box that is dangerous. Okay. And so people are asking about the cards and all the things. And I'm going to tell you guys, I have thrown everything away. That's a lie. I think I still have one more box in the basement that I need to go through to get a couple more boxes of cards. I threw everything away. I put a bunch of stuff in the trash this week. A lot of books on manifesting, crystal healing, light work, astrology, all of it in the trash. And there was a part of me that was like, bitch, you're throwing away money. Like you invested in this and you're just throwing it away. Like you don't care. And the truth is, it needed to go in the trash. If I could have lit it on fire, that's what I would have done. I would have lit it on fire. Because I'm not going to hand that over for someone else to fall into that mess. That's like me sharing more of what I know is not pure. So when I talk about these icks today, okay, we're gonna nerd out a little bit on the Bible. Okay. We're gonna nerd out on the Bible because I'm freaking loving it. You guys, if you need a guidebook for life, it's here. Listen, bitch, I say all the time, there's no guidebook for life. There is literally a guidebook. Okay, there's a guidebook. And I think, if anything, everything that's happening around us right now, I know that the dark side of me, the dark side that, had a dance with the devil is like disconnect, start tapping into your power source, your spirit guide. Like that dark side of me, it's still there because I remember that feeling of just like the disconnect and how deep I would go into the meditations. And listen, the Bible does talk about meditation, but it is meditating on his word, not meditating to take yourself to another dimension. Okay. And I'm going to bring some receipts, you guys. I'm going to bring some receipts. And I hope this clears up a lot of things for what I believe with you guys and some of how my conversation has ultimately changed when it comes to this topic, you know, because we have this idea of, what is the word I'm thinking? Like universalism. Okay. Where we believe or people believe that everybody's ultimately going to be saved or reconciled to God, that everybody is just a part of him, regardless of their beliefs or actions in their meat suit. Okay. It's based on the idea that God's love and grace extend to everybody and that everyone can eventually experience, you know, that salvation and the blessing and the gifts and all these things. So people, a lot of the time, because they want to encompass everyone, they're going to be like the universe, the spirit guides. Okay. They're going to be talking about something so they can keep everybody included. And I have never been one that was attracted to the fear of God. I think the fear mongering, especially when it comes to like religions, is a very toxic structure. And I do think that's part of the devil's work as well, is that these people are trying to tell you that the world is ending. You have to get saved. And what I know to be true is, bitch, we're all going to die. That's a guarantee. So it doesn't matter if it's, you know, because China's going to nuke us or Kamala's going to let a bunch of, you know, illegal immigrants in and are, you know, they're going to eat us alive. I don't know. It's not any of that. It doesn't matter, but that's the guarantee that we have. Right. And I don't know about you, but like, I want to live. And I've gotten to the truth of that this year. And it's kind of a solo journey. It's a solo journey. I haven't taken anyone with me. I do have a Bible study class where I've done no Bible study. Okay. All I do is I post the daily reading of what I'm reading. And as I start to get closer, because I just feel like I need to get strong with Jesus before I'm trying to teach other people. Right. And I think this is an incredible step in my growth with him, is to call out myself on the icks and to help explain that to people. Because the truth is, okay, what I know to be true is that not everybody gets saved. It's just a fact. Not everybody gets to go. And it's made very clear in several places of the Bible, like in John and Acts, where they talk about Jesus is the exclusive way to salvation. This contrasts with that universalist view that everyone's included regardless. So at the end of the day, it's not enough to believe in the universe and it's not enough to believe in God if you really do want that salvation, okay? And I'm doing this because I fucking love you guys. I love you guys and I want you to feel like the freedom I feel every day when I wake up and I know that I don't have to carry all this by myself. I don't have to do this alone. I can hand this over to something that is bigger than me, to God. He takes your burden. And then on top of that, the fact that we are just disgusting humans, not worthy of a lot of things, we're terrible. Jesus went through a lot for us to be okay at the end of this, so that we are forgiven, so we get the clean slate. But the truth is, there is a final judgment. I know that. And there is a reality of eternal separation from God for anybody that rejects being saved. And this is why universalism is an ick for me. A big fat ick. It's an ick. I really try to catch myself because I've said it for so many years. So I try to be very mindful that I'm not saying the universe anymore, because it is God. Okay. I'm trying to make sure I'm not saying, you know, spiritual. It's Jesus, you know? And one of the first things that I'll talk about that has become an ick for me, and this was something I was obsessed with, it's, I probably talk about it in my books. I really do. And you guys, it's growth right in front of your eyes. And I am the living proof that you can grow and change and evolve however you need to, however you see fit. Because I'm going to tell you right now that the concept of manifesting Okay, this is where, if you guys aren't sure about this, I think everybody really knows about it, but it involves focusing on positive thoughts and intention to bring the desired outcome. And there's a lot of things that conflict with that when it comes to biblical principles. So I'm all about the self-love, okay? There's a difference of just focusing on self versus God, and manifesting is going to emphasize individual willpower. It's going to, you know, emphasize that personal desire, where the Bible is cut and dry. It is trusting God and seeking his guidance. I'm on day, I don't know, 12 or 13 or 14 without sugar. I'm not using any supplements for this. I'm doing it myself, outside of my core health supplement, but it's not a direct weight loss supplement. I'm doing this myself, but it's not through me. It was through that, like, bringing that intention of putting this on God, saying like, I can't do this without you. I need help kicking some of these habits. Okay. Part of my, you know, addictive personality, I would go from one toxic habit to the next. So we drop the alcohol, we go to the sugar, and it just bounced back and forth. If it wasn't alcohol, it was sugar. If it was sugar, if it wasn't sugar, it was alcohol. And what am I just going to keep trading up on these vices? No. So what I've learned in my journey of the Bible, and I only have what, like 3 months left before I've gotten through the entire thing. It teaches that God's plan and purpose is sovereign. That's it. We rely on him rather than our own efforts. So now when I hear the word manifest, I get a little ick. I get an ick, and it's not in a judgmental way. It's just in a personal, this is my journey, and I want you guys to understand why I'm saying this is my truth. Okay. And really, it's something that was brought in with like the New Age or, you know, secular spiritual practices. It just doesn't align with Christian doctrines. You know, we want to encourage that faith in God's promises, his word. That's what we should be meditating on. That's what we should be thinking about. Not the thought of bringing in these things to our, you know, current situation. I know for me that I'm evolving into a spiritual being that can have faith in God's promises and provision, rather than putting that power and responsibility on my own personal thoughts, on my own affirmations. That's not me. I know that every time now when I speak the words I am, because your words matter, your words are important. Okay. Science proves it, that you can say something now and it affects the galaxies. Okay. The energy travels, it carries. Your words are everything. Words are power. When I say that I am, immediately, I activate that Jesus spirit within me. And I'm like, I am, what are we? Because I am not going to default to the devil's words, the devil's lies, when I'm talking about what I am. And it's a slow process. I catch myself on this stuff every day. But it's about relearning that behavior. So it should be about me aligning with his will, trusting his timing. That releases a lot of anxiety in anyone's life, because if you can step back and let go and just trust his timing, you are not mentally freaking out with, you know, tons of anxiety and trying to control every outcome, every turn. You just try to micromanage. And James says, you ask and do not receive because you ask the wrong motives, so that you may spend it on your pleasures, you know? And what I think the ick is, honestly, and how I feel like this is a dance with the devil, is because it places our humanness in the role of God controlling the universe through thoughts. We aren't him. We're him. We're his DNA, but we're not him. Okay. We're human. So take it down a notch. Take it down a notch. Another ick for me is going to be astrology. Okay. And now I felt the ick because I was all about it. I was all about it. What's my moon? What's my sun? I forgot all of that. And people will ask me all the time, what is your sign? What is your sign? I'm not really into that. Oh, but just tell me what it is, because I just know things, you know? It's just not my thing. It's not my thing. And for me to know, I want to lock in my energy to live forever. And that dance with the devil showed me there is a forever, you guys. There is this place of insane abundance and peace and joy where you will want to be. And if that was even just a hint of what I have coming, I am all for this. Okay. I want to live. So astrology is the belief that like positions and movements of celestial bodies, your planets, your stars, all of this influences human affairs and natural phenomena. Okay. That means people are trying to interpret the positions to gain insight into people's personalities, trying to predict future events. How many times have you gone crazy looking for your horoscope? I still sometimes feel a temptation. I'll go into my inbox when I'm clearing it out and I'll see, Brandon, did you know what's going to happen today in your love life? And I'm like, don't do it. You know, don't do it. Absolutely. It's a dance with the devil. It's an ick for me because, again, we're going back to that divine sovereignty. The Bible teaches us that he is sovereign over everything. And his will, rather than the movements, determines the course of events. So it's about trusting his plan and not seeking guidance for outside influence. And there's a lot of passages that warn against this. I wrote down Deuteronomy 18, 10 through 12, condemns practices like divination, soothsaying, and those are all related to astrology. Okay. That's it. Stepping into the core of Christianity, it's going to teach us that God provides the wisdom and guidance. He provides the discernment, the Holy Spirit, with the scripture. If you're looking for guidance, you're dancing with the devil. You're dancing with the devil. We're not to be looking for outside sources. And, you know, Jeremiah 10:2, do not learn the way of the nations and do not be terrified by the signs of heavens, although the nations are terrified by them. Just absolutely diverting trust from God to outside objects. And what do we know to be true? It's all in us. Everything is in us. You just need to activate it. Another thing that is an ick for me, and this is kind of just a blanket term, but you guys are going to understand the things that I'm talking about, but it's necromancy. That's it. This is a gateway to demonic influences. So when you, it's going to follow up my next topic is going to be spirit guides. When you are practicing communicating with dead to predict a future or gain hidden knowledge, yeah, that Ouija board, bitch, I'm talking about that. Not okay. Let no one be found among you who sacrifices their son or daughter in the fire, who practices divination or sorcery, interprets omens, engages in witchcraft or casts spells, or who is a medium or spiritist, or who consults the dead. That's in Deuteronomy chapter 18. We're told not to fuck with that stuff. Do I think all that's out there? Do I think it's possible that people can unlock all these hidden things? Yes, I have flirted there. But I can tell you it's terrifying. It is terrifying because it's real. It is not a game. It is not something you just play with. You're literally opening up the door for who knows what to come through. And that's the thing. You have no control over that. You're inviting demons here. And I fully believe that is something people have done, and that is why there are so many people walking around who literally don't have a soul. I do think it is possible for you to sell your soul. And that's it. You pay the price for that. You sell your soul, you get what you want, and there's going to be a really heavy price, and that is death. That is death. It's an ick for me because it's not our business. It's an ick for me because our life, we were here to create. We came here to step into our potential and to create. Not try to predict, but create. Meaning you have the power within you as you lock arms with God and you meditate on his word and you learn what it is to step into your potential as a good human to even somewhat be worthy of the possibility of an eternity. Okay. You came to create, to write the pages of your story with him helping you the entire way. It's not about coming here to predict. What fun is that? You came here because you knew at some point you were going to make it to the end and you knew you could get through all the gauntlets of bullshit. There's a Brandon out there that saw me, that knew who I was when I was, you know, 9. 12, 16, even in my 30s and 40s when I was doing Dancing with the Devil, okay? And I guarantee she knew that I was going to get through that and get to the other side. I wavered. That's what we do. We're human. We're going to sin. We're going to fuck up. We're going to waver. We're never going to be perfect. Ever. But we are here to create, not to predict. What is the fun in life if you knew everything that was going to come at you? If you knew the day you were going to die? What is the fun in that? And where's the challenge to be a really great human? Right? Because you don't know if you're going to wake up in the morning. So why not treat your kids today like you don't have it tomorrow, or treat them like they don't have it tomorrow? But if life is predictable, you'll take everything for granted until 5 minutes before the end and you're going to say, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. No, babe. It's about today, taking massive responsibility and being willing to create, because he is a creator and he made it clear that the creation hasn't stopped. The creation is within you now, and what you do out here as you step into your potential. You want to fuck with the dead? That's undermining the authority and that sovereignty of who God is. He's the source of the wisdom. He's the source of the guidance. He's the source of the discernment. And when you seek knowledge from the dead, you're turning from him right away, and you're opening the gate for the devil, and he loves it. He loves it. So many dangers and deceptions there, because we are not meant to interact with the spiritual realm outside of his provisions. People get hurt. And I felt it. My body got sick more than once, where I literally thought I was dying. And I felt that energy. I felt it. And I don't like rethinking it, because I feel like it just gives it life. And the devil is a liar. The devil is a liar. And that's the same thing with the spirit guides, because I was coached. I spent a lot of money on coaches who are all about the spirit guides, which I brought out spirit guides. Okay. Shame on me, because it's an ick. It's an ick. If someone is like, oh, I see your spirit guides coming through strong, I want to throw up. It's an ick for me. Okay. This is where we're trying to believe and seek in guidance from these entities outside of God, like our loved ones or strangers, whatever you think. Okay. But literally, 1 John 4:1, dear friends, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits to see whether they are from God. Discernment, babe, because many false prophets have gone out into the world. You are replacing that Holy Spirit guidance with the devil influence. That's it. That's it. Reincarnation, I don't know how I feel about this, but I know, I would just say that it is something that as I'm reading, I'm seeing the truth, but the dark side of me kind of fights it. It kind of fights it, because there's that little flirtation of like, well, what if we do get other chances? What if this isn't the first time I've done this? But honestly, you know, and if you don't know what reincarnation is, that's the belief that after death, your soul is reborn into a new body. Okay. But in Hebrews, it talks about just as people are destined to die once and after that to face judgment. So I trust that. And if you're going to dance with the devil, of course, you're going to deny the finality of Christ's judgment and the resurrection, because that squashes everything. That makes the Bible not true. So that's a spiritual ick for me. Absolute spiritual ick. That idea of, you know, the meditation where literally the practice is aimed at achieving spiritual enlightenment and unity with the universe. So here we are with that universal thing. Okay. But honestly, what does God say? If we look at Joshua, he's saying, keep this book of the law always on your lips, meditate on it day and night so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. That's how you're prosperous. That's how you're successful. And that's exactly what he says. That is the key to being successful. And I'm not talking about a fucking Maserati or, you know, an expensive watch. I'm not talking about any of that stuff. I'm talking about the real rich, okay? The real thing. The fortune telling, ick, bullshit. Predicting future events through various methods like the cards, the palm reading, ick, ick, ick. Do not listen to your prophets, your diviners, your dreamers, your fortune tellers, or your sorcerers who are saying to you, you will not serve the king of Babylon. Once again, you're trying to seek knowledge outside of God's revelation. And what do I know to be true? He is and always was and always will be, that I am the way, the truth, the life. I know this. Why did I get rid of all of those things? Because I know at the heart of everything, I know God is the truth. I know Jesus is here. I know he did those things for us. I know that shit happened. And I don't want it to be for nothing. I'm a mother. I'm a mother. And I think about, man, if I watched my kids go through what Jesus did, would I ever feel like anybody was ever worthy of that? But then you've got God who was like, yeah, that's why I did it. And just like nothing, we're forgiven for all of the disgustingness that actually makes us human. Forgiven for our mistakes. Even today, I may as well just make a confession. Okay, let's make a confession. Literally, I write down in my journal today after I do my reading, what do I say to him? Nope, that's the wrong page. I'm trying to look in my journal to see if I could just read it to you guys. But I'm talking about how much I want to cling to walk the path of Jesus, which means my intention is to become someone who is not judgmental, okay? Someone who is not looking down on anyone. I catch myself sometimes, you know, especially with this political stuff. I get really disgusted by people. I get disgusted by the idea that, you know, there are males and females out there demanding that we play dress up and pretend and that we teach our kids it's okay, that we mutilate their bodies. Like, that stuff is horrendous to me. And I want to get to the point where I don't feel that disgust, where I don't feel that I'm judging them. Absolutely, I think it's disgusting. And anybody that I find, you know, supporting things like abortion, so late term abortion, are you kidding me? Like, how many times have they killed a baby right after it was born and just called it an abortion? Okay, that stuff is horrendous to me, like appalling. I can't. It's not okay. It's not okay for me. I want to get to a place where I'm not judging, right? Where I'm just called to just be a good human. I want to be kind. I want to be that beacon of light for people who want to walk in the truth of who they're meant to be. I want to do this podcast where you can see the reality and the struggle and the grind of someone who is going to grow and evolve and morph into someone better every single time. I hope everybody that's with me right now hears this podcast in 5 years and says, I can't believe she's gone that far. I bet it's possible for me too. Or even now, anybody who's been with me from the beginning can say, wow, she has changed a lot. I am willing to grow and evolve in all the mess and show my ass and my mess and my story and the heartbreak and the struggle and the self-judgment and the shame and the guilt. I show all of that so that you know it's possible. It's possible to make your mess your message. So today, I'll tell you guys this story. I had to run into Walmart because our Keurig died. And so I'm walking through and this boy blocks my cart. And a lady walks up and she puts her phone in my face and she's pointing at her phone. And I was like, what the heck? And she's talking about, you know, they're starving. She just came here from Mexico. They don't have any food. She doesn't have any money. She hasn't fed her kid for 2 days, this whole thing. And I just looked at her and the judgment came. The judgment came because I look all around in that store and I think how many people are struggling to pay for groceries right now. And then I walk away and the whole time I'm like, man, you should have done something. You should have given her something because that's what Jesus would do. It wasn't on me to judge her situation or to judge what she could have been doing instead of putting her phone in the faces of strangers at Walmart. It's not my place to judge, okay? So I know the truth and I see the mistake and I ask for forgiveness and I know that will probably be one of my biggest challenges. And obviously me saying that kind of solidifies that belief, right? Is that I am judgy. I'm judgy and I don't want to be judgy. It's an ick for me. So on top of all these spiritual icks, that judginess is definitely, that's a thing for me. it's a thing for me. I think we are in a spiritual warfare, and I know that it's going to take me studying now, like core studying the Bible. Like, how do I not judge people who are killing babies? How do I not judge people who are sex trafficking kids? Not a piece of me would think twice if I knew they took a bunch of sex traffickers on the street and lined them up. My heart would not ache if they just put a bullet in all of their heads. I would not feel bad. I would not feel sad. You know what makes me sad? Hearing that people are eating people's pets, okay? Makes me sick to my stomach. I had to stay off the internet for the past 2 days because I'm like, the fuck is happening, okay? And you see these videos, this lady's all bloody. It's horrendous. That breaks my heart. That's not okay. But you take some pedophiles, you blow their brains out, and is it Jesus-like to not have any feeling for that? I'm learning that, okay? I'm learning that process. But anyway, you guys, I shared some icks. I confess my sins today. I have a lot of growing to do, and I'm not ashamed to say that. I am super honored that I have a second chance. I'm glad that I didn't end up selling my soul to the devil, and I've had more than one chance, several chances to sell my soul to the devil. And just digging my heels in and knowing, even before I realized that I had to have a relationship with Jesus, just knowing God existed, knowing there was always something kind of pulling me back. And that's why I think it's important that sometimes we have this conversation. I'm not trying to turn listen bitch into this whole spiritual, I'm going to preach to you every day. But then again, maybe I am. Not about absolutes. I just know this was on my heart to have this conversation today. So if you do absolutely believe in God and you know that the only way to him is through his son, then I think you should consider doing some research on some of these icks. Okay. Do some research on the icks, because there's a guidebook about it. Okay. There's literally a guidebook, and God tells you exactly what he thinks about it. And it's the devil's playground. And that's it. Don't you think he's getting enough screen time right now? I do. I think he's had enough. I think he's had enough, and I think hearts are aching. So I think the important thing for us is really to double down on that love, to double down on that love for ourselves, to be able to be open to have that compassion from Christ, right? If I didn't choose and take responsibility for knowing I had to love myself through this process, I would never feel worthy of forgiveness. I'd never feel worthy of the clean slate. And I sure as hell would not feel good waking up every morning and telling God what I need from him, what I'm thankful for, and what I need help with, what I need him to take on. I would feel guilty as hell if I didn't choose a level of self-love. But I know that at the end of it, I am not the power. It is him through me that gives me power. Everything outside of that is the devil's playground. And he's had his 15 minutes of fame. I love you guys. I want some feedback on this episode, okay? Love it or hate it. I really want to know if this, you know, resonates with you, if you have some soul searching to do, or if you could just relate to the fact that I'm human and we all do ick stuff, okay? We do ick stuff. So this is not Brandon saying there is no more ick in my life. No, this was just my spiritual icks. This is just cringeworthy things when I hear people talking about the universe, when I hear people talking about the manifesting. I'm just like, man, if you only knew. So people don't know if you don't have the conversation. You know, I think we're called to bring in awareness, and that's why we should be talking about Jesus. Normal conversation, like he's part of the family. It absolutely should be something we talk about freely. How many times have we said, oh, I don't really talk about it with people, right? Why? How is Brandon Lynette, who has spicy language? Her books are Once Upon a Time Bitches. Her podcast is Listen Bitch. She's talking about her brand. How is she going to talk about Jesus? Because, baby, I'm human and he loves me in spite of the spicy language. And it definitely does not take power from who he is or how he works in my life. So let's talk about it. Okay. Do I think there's going to be people out there that are like, she is still doing the devil's work? Every curse word just brings light to him. I don't think so. I mean, they swore in the Bible, and you could do some research on that too. So there's a time and a place for it. There's a time and a place. Okay, babies, give me some feedback. Make sure you share this podcast. If you love it, leave a written review. And if you're still too scared to show how you really feel, then just private message me. I would love the updates. And if you're feeling froggy, why don't you guys sign up for emails at brandonlynette.com and give me some feedback on podcast episodes, okay? It doesn't look like I'm going to have a string of guests for a while, like a set schedule of guests. So it's going to be just me for a little while until I navigate the next step, okay? I'm doing a lot of detox in my life to get that clarity and to have that discernment to know what direction am I headed? Where do I go next? What is next? This podcast is fun, but let's go next level. Okay. Next level. I love you, baby. Step into the pure potential of who you are and know that you are worthy of all of the good things. You are worthy of the love. You're worthy of the forever. Okay. I'll see you tomorrow.